Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Before we get started today, I just wanted to kind of point out to the committee that you should have gotten an email from Randy Todd yesterday. Really? Well, she sent it. I got it. Okay. Well, we'll make sure she sends it. What happened is we put a, I put a directory out in your, on your side of our servers so that you guys can access this thing remotely the same way as you access anything else remotely. But there's some kind of an IP address that she sent you or will be sending you. And you'll be able to log into that with your username and password and get to all the documents that I've received electronically to this point. I uploaded everything last night that even trickled in yesterday. So everything I have to this point is out there on that drive. And that includes everything that was on those thumb drives that you have. So, and it's reorganized a little bit. It's helpful if you know what your agency numbers are, because that's how I organize the majority of it. Some of it is put into some folders, and I think they appear at the bottom of the tree structure. So you can just kind of wade around in it. It's a lot of information. But just so you know, I mean, you probably. Or maybe you got spam filtered like I found out in December, by the way. And actually, I wanted to remind the committee, if you sent me an email and you haven't heard back from me, call me, resend it, something, because sometimes your emails aren't getting to me and sometimes they're getting somehow put into a spam folder. Come up and I'll show. Hey, you know what? If I could opt into the state's Google system, the Google email, I would do it at this point. You can keep Microsoft Exchange. I hope this isn't being recorded. I don't think she's in love with Microsoft Exchange either, Phil.
Well, does everybody got the drill? We've got your governor's letters now. Brett, you slow us down if there's a letter that we need to address. And we start with Agency 01, the governor's office. First item is on page 10. We're on unit 100.
Mr. Chairman, you'll actually be taking the vote on pages 11 and 12.
Okay. The only changes to the, ordinarily we don't do the standard budget request, but we have these OCIO ones. Should we just do a general motion for all of those right now? Can we do that?
Mr. Chairman, you could, but I think if you just vote governor's rec or amend the governor's rec, which would include, you know, the exception, I think you're covered.
All right. So the we're in the administration office, division 0101, 0100. My glasses are fogged up. And 0101. The motion on the floor is Governor's Rex. Are there any changes?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to, I want to make a motion on a lot of these on the 900 series just to reduce it by 10%. The bottom there, so 520, 100, reduce that by 10%, $52,000, $10 or whatever it is.
Motion is to reduce the 901 series by 52,000. Discussion on the motion?
Yes.
Let me
discussion, Ms.?
I'm on page 11. Is that where everybody's working?
So it's the 5. It's the 901. My eyes are all blurry. Yes.
What's the 16,250,100 on page 9? That's the 900 series. Is that
Does
a
that
different...
come later in the budget, Bill? This.
Mr. Chairman, that's a roll up of administration. We work the unit budgets. So
okay.
this is
right.
The
grand total.
All right.
Well, yeah. Mr. Chairman, I guess I'd tell the committee I was going to try to work on all these 900 series for most agencies. And so if it's easier to do it off the roll up on page 9.
Well, you have to do it series by series.
Okay, thank you.
And then, and I think what you were trying to do is take it off the 900 series.
900 series, the
now,
call of contraction.
So there you'd be taking, it would result in a 10% reduction to 901 and to 903 because the 900 is an addition of those two. Actually, it turns out it's all in 901 in this case, right?
Right.
So you're taking 10% of that out.
Yes, sir.
Everybody understand the motion?
Mm-hmm. Discussion.
Go ahead.
Discussion for a moment, Mr. Chairman. What I'm trying to figure out is there was also a conversation about moving this into some lump sum deal where they'd have to go in to get it in a different process if they needed the money instead of just taking a broad swipe and taking the money out. And that is not in your motion, so this is just gone.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, just an effort to reduce the 900 contractual series budgets, really, in all our budgets.
Well, one of the things we could do is so here you have $520,000. You don't know whether it's committed to what extent. Well, it's not committed because it's the next biennium. So
right.
They live with 10% less. The and so what Michael was, or Senator Von Flader was talking about is the possibility of taking the 10% and for a while putting them in an auditor's reserve account to be drawn on, but your motion is just to strip it for right now.
Right now, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion?
Yeah, a little further discussion as we're going to see this continue, so I think we should get it out right up front here. My question would be that there is in certain agencies, and we don't know the detail well enough to know that this could be a contract that runs something. I mean, the whole $520,000, true, it's not obligated supposedly, but since there's no increase to it, you could be really voiding a contract, I guess, in some agency, maybe not this one, but somewhere along the road.
Well, the other thing we could do is give the governor some additional flex for 900 series so that he can go to one agency and pull it out and put another agency at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess when we look at perhaps a blanket reduction, a flat 10% reduction, I'm left thinking here, sitting here thinking, you know, do I have the trust within this agency that they're expending these 900 series appropriately? And I just got to tell you, Mr. Chairman, I haven't seen any handouts or data to lead me to believe that I don't have the trust. Now, there may be some other agencies that will appear, and I might support this motion. But, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to resist voting for this one.
We can look at their 900 series expenditures by looking at their reports, but to know whether or not what they're spending, at least on the last biennium. In any event, any further discussion?
Representative Pedersen.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, when would procedurally the motion be made that if we were to cut these by 10%, that they'll give the governor flex authority from other 900 series so that we can at least lay out a map if that's what we think is fair?
the end of the process. And so, I mean, generally, what I begin doing right now is write a list of yourself for Section 300. So what we got is potential Section 300 flex on 900 series.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
now I got a note. Go ahead.
Your current flex covers all series except 100 series. So currently the governor has flex authority. And I'm assuming that you'll continue those, you know.
Mr. Chairman, so if I understand this correctly, what Mr. Mai just told us is that we don't have to write a separate 300 note for this, that he has the flex to do it. But is it such a bookkeeping nightmare that you just can't take this broad brush to this whole 900 series? And so with that, I guess I have to vote no through the exercise.
The 10%, I think, might be a little bit too much if we went across the whole 900 series. You know, we've been getting the reports, and I think it's really up to us to look inside of them and see where we see what we would consider some abuse in the contract mechanism. And these are, for the most part, I would say the majority, although there is a lot of probably out-of-state leakage, this is the private sector, and this is the privatizing, more or less, of government functions by contracts. So I'm wondering why we're attacking the privatizing, basically the government function, by contracts. You know, I can see 5%. I don't know whether I can see 10% at this time. And it's basically because we probably should be doing more 900 series, but we should come up with a oversight mechanism to where it's easily determined whether or not these contracts are following the will of the intent of the statutes. So with that, I think at 10%, I think I'm probably a no vote, but at a lesser rate, probably I could probably support it at the time, because I know there is probably some abuse out there, but I can't put a number on it. I can't tell you whether it's 5, 10, or even 20%. But there again, it is the contractual mechanism to run government rather than using state employees.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I'm going to support the motion, and I guess I would just say, if you take a look at the bottom line in this unit alone and the amount we're talking about, do your math, it's not a huge amount of money, and I can't find any reason why the governor couldn't continue his work with that cut. It's not a huge amount of money. But I think it is significant, and what we've seen in the 900 series again and again and again as we've looked through every agency's 900 series and saw the lists and lists and lists, this is not a significant cut, and I think it would be a huge stretch for any of us to say he could not do his work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, you want me to wrap it up? I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's and I totally understand the comments here about, you know, it's not a huge amount of money, but I think it's more of the philosophical part of not completely understanding what the ramifications of what we're doing here. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I don't have enough any other data to support or to say, you know, if this is going to be harmful or not. You know, we're talking about, there's an awful lot of discussion about, you know, cutting state government, cutting employees. You know, is this going to be a hindrance? We've had, you know, comments already about, well, I'm not sure what this is going to cause, whether it should be 10%, 5%, you know, and it's already, you know, and then I guess this is going to start right off the bat with, you know, if we're going to be cutting this, then doing across the board cuts, then maybe we need some more information. So to me, it's just more of not a completely understanding of what we're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Should remind everyone, of course, we have every agency's 2.5% and 8% reductions, and going to the governor's recommendations, a large percentage of, in fact, all of the cuts are coming out of the 900 series. And if I remember correctly, it seems like almost every agency addressed their budget reductions in that 900 series. And I would pose the question at this time, perhaps maybe addressing that 2.5% and 8% may be a more appropriate and method to address this. And I mean, it didn't take long to find the Gov's, Mr. Chairman, the Gov's recs in this one handout that's still on our desk. For his whole agency, $204,000 in the 2%, and it's all 900 series. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Folks, when you say that we don't have the information, if you look at your governor's 100 series and document number 56, you see a current payout of all of the 100 series. And you look through there, and frankly, you don't see anything there that has to happen as a result of state government. I mean, if you want to, these are the sort of the flex accounts to do a variety of different things. But look at the characters of this spending. It looks like there's a lot of traveling expenses that are built in here. There's lodging, and there's some janitor expenses. There is a variety of different things throughout that budget. So look at that and determine for yourself whether or not you believe that a 10% cut to that 900 series would have an impact on the operation of that budget. Now, going back to the overall philosophy, this is not an across-the-board cut. It's a cut to one series for an authorization that has great flexibility. We provide. We see every year that these 900 series come in at different amounts, different people. They change. And in the end of the day, what we're trying to do is start to get a hold of our budget and think in terms of what's it going to look like next year, and particularly if our revenues begin to fall off. So it seems to me that the motion is not draconian in any manner. It's something that can be managed, and you look at these 900 series payments, and I don't think no employee will be lost. Nobody will lose their job. There'll just be a little bit less flexibility to spend in these areas.
Chairman, can we get a total of the 900 series for the whole budget that's proposed? Does Brett have that available to us?
Mr. Chairman, Madam Chair, are you talking about all agencies? I don't have that information off the top of my head, but we can certainly pull that information together for you.
I'd like to know, Mr. Chairman.
Well, Madam Chair, Mr. Chairman, you know, there are some things you need to keep in mind about 900 series, too, and a case in point is the next page on 14. You know, that's a 903 line for the mega data center. So you're going to see a lot of money in 900 series and some others I can think of off the top of my head. All that tourism money. Everything that they're contracting for in all those major markets, that's all 900 series, I believe. There's a lot of 900 series out there that you may have some unintended consequences if you do a blanket reduction to.
Mr. Chairman, I'd add to Mr. Mai's comments because what you're doing is taking, like, tourism, single agency, and giving them a 10% cut. And so that's...
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this motion is not an across-the-board on all 900 series. As we flip through each individual budget, like you get to the Department of Health, most of their payouts to providers are 900 series. I have no intention of cutting that. But I think there's some of these where you can look at them. I mean, there's $5,000 here, $5,000 for a meal here. I mean, some of these, if none of these are going to affect state employees. And, you know, we're asking teachers, professors, state employees, everybody to kind of hold the line. If we're ever going to get a hold of some of this growth, I think this is a real painless way to do this. And I think real surgically is we flip page by page. So my motion was not to do it across the board. When we get to tourism, we can have that debate if somebody wants to. But some of these small things, I think, will eventually add up to some savings. So just so we understand the motion, is just this on page 11. And, Mr. Chairman, I do, if you will look at that handout 56, you can just flip through it. I mean, $11,000, $5,000 for a meal here, for travel here, for spa here. Here's a spa, Big Spring Spa, $4,400, you know, on and on. So...
The motion on the floor is to reduce the 901 series on page 11 by 10%. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Chairs in doubt, all those in favor say aye. Raise their hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The motion's failed. Is there a motion to do 5%?
Chairman, I move.
Motion is a 5% reduction instead of the 10.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion's been adopted. Any further motions? If not, the motion on the Unit 101, Division 100, Department 001 is Gov's Rec is amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. We're now to the page 14, and I think the present Gov's Rec is this for the
Renock? That's $10 million, Mr. Chairman.
It's now 10?
Yep, they whacked it by 5.
Go ahead.
I would move to amend Gov's Rec and to delete all of the $15 million out of this unit, the new 15. And, Mr. Chairman, that will free up $10 million, will free up $15 million. And I think later on when we get into the business council section that we can put that back in and with some language and do the same thing as what we're doing with the $15 million that we already have.
Let's make sure when we're on this sheet, we have two $15 million. We have the one which is the rollover, the reversion. When do we discuss that? It appears it's in this, but it's not in this budget, is it?
Mr. Chairman, I think you can just act on it now.
Okay.
Whether or not to carry that over.
So let's do... First of all, what the motion on the floor then by Senator Meyer is to zero out the $15 million that was rolled out of the business council with the intent to roll it back into the business council and retain it as part of the standard budget. And then footnote that that $15 or $10 million, whatever it is, be available for the governor.
I guess I'm a little confused. But the motion was to eliminate the new money.
Right.
Hasn't even addressed the old money yet. Is that
correct? No, but what he says is the intent is when we go into the BRC to restore the 15 there and then earmark it there for mega data centers or large projects.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, could we make the motion now to move it to the business council?
Well, to the business council, we'll deal. So all we're going to do now is zero this out. And the money then we'll restore it when we get to the business ready communities in that budget. So everybody understand the motion? The motion is to eliminate the 15 that came out of the BRC. All those in favor of that would be Gov's rec as amended.
Question, Mr. Chairman. By just eliminating the dollar figure, would we still leave in the Gov's Rex his expanded use of the money?
We'll deal with that when we get to the BRC.
Mr. Chairman, on page 13 in his paragraph, he's amending also the use of those dollars.
We're talking now about the $15 million that came out of the BRC, so when we put it back in the BRC, we'll deal with that, and then we're going to go back and deal with the original 15.
Okay.
So if you look on sheet page 14, there's only one $15 million there. Am I wrong?
Mr. Chairman, I think you're fine. Probably what you want to do, if you want to put some special language in this, is do basically what you did last time, and that is fund this thing in a Section 300, take care of the entire thing there, deny this governor's rec. Just vote no on this gov's rec, and then we'll take it up when we get to the Section 300s.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman, I just had a question. Is the $15 million still $15 million, or is it $10 million from the governor's letters yesterday?
Mr. Chairman, there's $15 million of carryover that they want, and they reduced this 15 request to 10.
Okay, so this is now 10. Thank you.
Well, with that explanation, I'd withdraw my motion. I'd move the governor's rec and ask you to vote no.
Okay. So what he's done is the motion's been withdrawn. If you vote no, it eliminates this entire budget.
I have a question.
Yes.
So I'm trying to keep track of what we do as we move along. And on our book, we have a Gov's rec of $15 million. So we also have this $10 million floating around. But in order to stay straight, if I'm trying to track with our general fund available balance, and we deny this Gov's rec, that puts $15 million back in the general fund pot, correct?
For now.
For a moment.
I mean, there's nobody going to be keeping track other than Don between now and 3 days.
Well, Mr. Chairman, and to be perfectly clear, we're assuming now that the governor's letters are part of the governor's recs, so we're starting at a different starting point than what you have on your latest profile. In other words, we've added $64.4 million back to that minus 49. So the starting point, as far as I'm concerned, starting today, is that positive 15 or so that you would see in general fund. And what we're going to relay to you every night are the actions that you took in that day and what effect it has on that amended governor's rec.
So, I mean, you're encouraged to keep track, but if it makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel good. So 64.4 exactly?
Then it's 64,365,290. And that's just the GF part.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, then so out of this 64,365,290 is $5 million of this data center money of this 15. That's what I want to make clear. So we're going to add $10 million to the total. It's not 15, it's 10. Thank you.
So the motion on the floor is Gov's rec. Senator Myers urged you to vote no. Because there's a zero standard budget and because all the money came in as an exception request, a vote no zeroes out the account. All those in favor of GovsRec say aye. Those opposed, no. That's the GovsRec has failed. That leaves this as zero, which adds to the profile $10 million, to the governor's profile. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bill, the $15 million that's left over from the Section 300 from last year, what's the disposition of that at the end of the biennium? Does it go away? Does it revert? Or what does it do?
You know, Mr. Chairman, I'm not seeing a non-reversion piece in this language.
I assume from that that it would revert in the absence of a non-reversion.
Unless you take action, I think it reverts. I guess there's a possibility. I'm pretty bleary-eyed. I may be looking by it, but.
So, Mr. Chairman, then the question I'd have is that because the language in that last governor's rec directed that $15 million to be used in a certain manner, then that would have tied up that $15 million?
No, we denied that it does rec, but the other right. $15 is going to require a Section 300, so when we go to adopt it, we'll adopt it with the governor's recommended new language.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Right. And, Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, the reason why it wouldn't have shown on your profile to this point is because it was part of the Gov's rec to carry that thing forward, so he didn't count it either place.
Okay. Any further? Next item takes us to the deep water reports. It's already been zeroed out. Gov's rec, all those in favor say
Mr.
aye.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to. What the Gov's rec did is take this money and move it into a new unit 112, I think, which is a couple pages down here, page 27. Or now it's not that far. But anyway, my point is it. This money didn't go away. It went into some other kind of language. Well, I'll just tell you, this was a legislative initiative because we can export probably as much coal as we can possibly ship to the Northwest. And I don't think that this deal is done yet. And I guess I would like to keep this as a legislative initiative. So it's not this money is not a savings. It got moved in a policy thing. And this is going to take a little time. We didn't spend any money. I just soon, as a legislative initiative, we keep this in there for this specific purpose. So my motion, I guess, would be to retain this $250,000 in Unit 103, and then this sister motion with that would be to knock out the 112.
Your motion is to restore $250,000. Is there a second? The motion is a second. I guess, folks, I understand if what you want to do is to send a message that this is important to us, that's an important message. I don't know if it takes $250,000 to do it, maybe $100,000.
That's what I thought, too. I mean, I could, and that was going to be my next deal, to reduce it to $100 once we restore it.
What I understand about this is that we put in as a legislative initiative to make sure that the governor understood that it became a legislative priority. The governor did not find an opportunity to use it. He has been in conversation with the governors on the West Coast, but there was simply no need to spend it. I do agree that there are times where it may be appropriate to keep some money in there for folks to recognize it's a legislative priority. I don't know if you need that much money.
Mr. Chairman, I thought the appropriate amount would be around $100,000 as well.
Then why don't you make the motion?
My deal was to not let this unit slip away. That's my first motion. So I'll make a motion to keep this unit 103 at $100,000.
Okay. Do the seconds agree?
I agree.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is to restore $100,000 to this budget. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. The motion on the floor is Gov's rec is amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That takes us to the intergovernmental cooperation on the unit 104 on page 18. The motion on the floor is Gov's rec. Anybody want to make any changes? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the Niobrara Oil Play, Unit 105. It's been zeroed out. The motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the Governor's Policy Office, which you see on page 22.
We started to talk about the OCIO. Do you think we need to go through each individually?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the. I'm just looking at the profile.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'd like to. I'm making a motion on page 22 on the 900 contractual services.
We're not there yet.
Are we there yet? Are we on the policy office? Unit 106.
We're on the policy office, page 22.
Just a 5% cut in that, Mr. Chairman, of that $480,000.
What was your concern, Madam Chairman?
I just wondered if we were going to go through each one of the OCIO recommendations.
Oh. No, that's built into the Gov's. Well, let's make sure we're all on the same page. The OCIO recommendations are part of the standard budget. We don't have to vote on them. When we vote Gov's Rec, they get folded in, so
okay.
We don't have to deal with them separately. So we do not have to deal with each one. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
So now the motion on the floor is on the 901 series on page 22 to reduce that by 5%. Was there a second? There was a second. Is there more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. Any other motions? If not, the motion on the floor is do pass as amended Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. The next item is the 107 unit, which is the moving expenses. Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. The next motion is the 108 unit, which was the local fire district's grant, Southeast Wyoming. It's been zeroed out. The motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. The next item is the policy development on unit 112 on page 30. And
Mr.
this
Chairman.
Is where the 250 was put in that you were discussing.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just make a motion to reduce that to 100.
The motion is to reduce that to 100,000. Is there a second? There is.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Chairman.
Discussion. And so we'll start with Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make sure I'm understanding correctly. When we restored 100,000 previously, was the intention to offset this? Because in the Gov's Rec, the 250,000 is coming to this. So we've already taken this away and replaced it with 100,000 previously, correct?
Well,
or am I thinking? I'm not thinking straight.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. I think the Gov's Rec was a new 250,000, but he added another 250 from the old. So I think he was talking about carrying over the old 250, putting no reversion in it. So that would not hit our profile this time because we don't profile reversions. So he said, don't do that. Now that would require. Since that prior 250 was in a Section 300, then this will require another Section 300, but we'll deal with that later.
That 250, I think, was in the governor's office, but it was footnote 5.
So we
can
footnote it.
Yeah.
So we can footnote. So what he was proposing to do is footnote the 250 non-reversionary language and then add another 250 on top of that to come up with a total of 500,000 that would be available to him.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it gets kind of weird because You know, this all happens in administration. And that footnote is for 250 for those specific purposes that Representative Harshman has laid out here. You know, I think it would just be, my opinion, is it pertinent here?
Yeah.
I think it would be a lot cleaner if you just appropriated $500,000 here and forget about the reversion language.
You know, your profile is different, but, folks, it's the same on the goal. I mean, once again, you don't create matter. You don't. I mean, here's the only difference it does make is that if you appropriate another 250 and he spends that, then you've spent 750. If you do the non-reversion, then if he spends it, you're not creating any more money. So doing the no-reversion language, it's whatever's left at the end of the year. If you appropriate a new 250, then he could spend this, and he has another 500. So I understand what you're saying, Bill, but I'm not sure that I would say, okay, go ahead and spend whatever you have, and here's another 500. Senator Meyer.
You know, I guess I'm wondering why we even need this, because if you look at page 21, your policy office, we got $3,446,000 in that policy office. And if you look at the narrative, it says policy advisors for natural resources. And you look at the narrative for this, they're talking about natural resources and they're talking about water. So it looks like they're trying to develop another funding unit for whatever reason, to do practically the same thing that Unit 106 has the responsibility to do. So let's just forget about it. That's what I would say.
And, Mr. Chairman, and that actually is a pretty good clarification of the point I was making. Footnote 5 limits the governor with that current 250 to just the deep water ports issue. He can't spend it on anything else. He can't transfer it to anything else. But he's saying, don't let that money revert. Let's use it instead for this purpose. And I guess my thought is we're getting kind of jumbled up here. First of all, unless he's got some deep water port issue between now and June 30, I don't think he can spend that money, that 250. So I think it would revert unless he spent it on that. We could add footnote language that reduced the other appropriation for 13, 14, or whatever you want to do. I mean, we can get creative, but I think we're crossing purposes with this footnote. And I think Senator Meyer is exactly right that's a repurposing of that prior 250 that is footnoted very specifically for that purpose.
So, okay. Mr. Chairman, the motion would be then, could you make a motion just to remove this whole expense, this unit 112? Is that what you were talking, Senator Meyer? Yeah. Are you going to make that I have a motion that I'll withdraw.
Okay, the motion has been withdrawn. Then from Senator Meyer's position, it would be you just vote no. Another one where
right.
If you vote no, that eliminates the funding. So the question is, do you want to provide the governor any funding or a reduced level, or do you want to zero it out? Okay.
Chairman.
Go ahead.
He's got funding of $3,446,000 in the policy office.
Yes.
And the policy office says policy advisors for natural resources. Water is a natural resource. He's got funding. All he has to do is prioritize the $3,446,000 that he's already got.
So the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. The
Mr. Chair.
Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to speak in favor of the Gov's Recs at this point. We've all been hearing, reading in the paper his efforts to come up with Wyoming's energy policy, which I think is very important. But more importantly, I've been peripherally involved with the governor's office in his bold move to establish some water policy for the state, which I think is a huge void when we look around, and what we typically see is water development driving water policy instead of water policy driving water development. And I actually think this is a bold move on his part to take a step out, and I actually think it's very appropriate.
to do it in this new unit 112 to so he can get some good people hired and convene some what I'm aware of, he's going to convene some working groups, stakeholder groups on a statewide basis, so we can react as a legislature and executive branch to issues out there on the table right now, one of them being a transbasin diversion from the Green River Basin, which at the moment, I mean, basically the state has no policy to address things like that. So, again, perhaps I'm not as prepared to speak on this. Maybe I was naive thinking this was such a great idea. I didn't think there'd be resistance to it, Mr. Chairman. But
look on page 28, first paragraph. So the governor explains that he wants to develop the energy policy, and he says development of the policy requires mapping capabilities, data analysis, consultation, and public outreach. So it'd be hard to, you did want to make a policy statement to support deep water ports. I think you'd be hard put to argue that this is not an equally valuable product. And it seems to me that when the governor asks you, the governor's in a unique position. He is your chief executive officer. He has mapped out something. He wants some money behind his project. I'd argue that you ought to, you know, if you don't want to support him at the 500, then at some other level, but you should support him. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I'm compelled by Representative Stewart's argument, and I guess the reason that I strongly supported the previous motion in regards to the deep water ports is because I see throughout this budget an absence of support for the coal industry. So while that $100,000 in that motion, what I was understanding was that maybe if we didn't already do it, we should have broadened it so that it was still pointed at benefiting the coal industry, but maybe not specifically at a deep water port. And in that same spirit here, what makes sense to me is that we would restore the $100,000 that we just took away and keep this unit, because these are important.
Mr. Chairman, I did notice that the pipelines are in here as well, and since it's uncertain as what they're going to do with the Keystone pipeline at this point, the governor's office should have an opportunity, if it arises, that if it's going to be a job creator in the state of Wyoming, possibly, that's another aspect we need to keep in mind that gives him a little bit more authority to look at pipeline and transmission projects as well.
All right, look at page 21. The policy office budget includes 12 full-time positions. The policy director, who also serves as the energy policy director, Coles Energy. You got an energy policy director within the policy office of the Office of the Governor in Administration. The deputy policy director, who also serves as the education policy director. Policy advisors for natural resources. Natural resources, water is a natural resource. Health and Human Services, education, and general agencies. That's every agency out there. So they can develop a policy on any function of government under the policy office. You got 12 full-time positions. You've got contractual obligations in the 900 series for $480,000. So if these guys don't want to do their job, they can contract somebody to do it. And frankly, that's what this $250,000 or $500,000 is. It's 900 series money, so the 12 people here don't have to do their job, so they can go out and contract somebody to do their job. Now, that's the way I look at it. That's pretty blunt. But that's about as blunt as I can get as far as the thing is that you've got, if you wanted money into the policy division, into the governor's office, why not just increase the $480,000 here to $1 million? No, he wanted to be specific, and he wanted to draw attention to these critical issues. And indeed, they are critical issues. I will not argue with the good senator from Carbon County that water is not a critical issue. But I certainly don't think that anybody can argue that water is not a natural resource, and it's already covered in the policy office.
Mr. Chairman, is there a difference between policy and development? It seems like that's why the governor put this in, because he's looking more at development of natural resources rather than creating policy for natural resources.
That before you could still vote no on the unit, but you could still talk about whether you want to reduce it. You put 100,000 in the other one. If you reject all of the governor's recs and reduce it to 100,000, at least that's what you have at risk. But otherwise, we're going to vote on this unit. It'll go up and down. Now, you can reduce it to 100 and reject the gov's rec, and that, you see what I'm saying?
Mr. Chairman, I'll take that hint. I'll make a motion that we put just 100,000 in this unit 112. Is it 112?
And does that then, is the motion to reject the governor's rec on the top of page 29 and to simply insert 100,000?
Simply, so there would be no reversion of that previous 250. Yes. That's correct. So this initiative that he described would have 100,000 total funding.
All right. Is there a second? Second. So the motion on the floor is to reject the governor's rec at the top of page 29 and to put $100,000, reduce the funding to $100,000 total, and that's it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Now it's, thank you, and now it's gov's rec is amended. Do you want to still make your argument?
Answer the question of the good representative Cheyenne as far as difference between development and policy. And I think that goes into some part is from the good representative from the mother county said that we already have too much in development, and that's a Wyoming Water Development Commission. And that's pretty much all they do. And that I think we're looking at in this initiative, I think we're looking at more at setting policy and letting policy try to steer the ship as to where the development would go. I'm simply agreeing with you that ship needs to be steered and that it is a good thing to do. I'm just saying that that function already exists in Unit 106, which is the policy office. And so, you know, I would say that, you know, we've talked about it. I think we've discussed it. We all agree that it's something that should happen. I'm just saying all this is contractual money. It's all 900 series. You know, I would assume the people that are going to make the decisions on this money are the people in Unit 106. And so, frankly, I don't know why we need a new unit of government. We got 480,000 in there. That's darn sure going to, you know, get us going down the right road if we need to come back in and put some more in 106 in the supplemental. You know, it's a story that we're going to be down here in a little bit, and we can put some money into the contractual efforts in 106.
Okay, so, just for clarification. To reiterate, the 100,000 that was put back, that was reduced to, is in the 903 series, and that's a one-time appropriation. Is there any further discussion? So it's Gov's Rec as amended, a yes vote holds the 100, a no vote just strips out the 100. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion has been adopted.
Mr. Chairman, point of clarification?
Yes.
Okay, we're talking 100,000 new money, no change in the reversion Unless they spend that money on deep water ports, it's going to revert, correct?
Correct. That takes us over to the tribal liaison budget on 31, which is unit 201.
Page 33, Mr. Chairman.
With the EO on 2033. GovsRec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us over to the Commission on Uniform State Laws. There was no exception request. GovsRec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those no. That's been adopted. That takes us over to Special Contingency Fund, which is at the top of page 37.
Page 39.
And actually, we're going to, so 39 has the expense org. The GovsRec is 315.
Time out, Mr. Chairman.
Time out. Is there an amendment to this?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, page 38, there's a recommendation right above that exception request, unexpended funds available from standard 11-12 biennial budget, not revert. So if so, we need to footnote it.
So the GovsRec is for non-reversionary language, which had to be added as a footnote to carry over what's the unexpended part of the $1 million and add $315,000 on top of that into the emergency response account. Does everybody understand? My notes show that there's about $750 left, and that would take it to $1,065,000, assuming there's no further expenditure.
Chairman, and I have notes on the 1106 unit on disaster contingency, and this one, is that part of that 750? Because 1106 is missing in our budget, and we had handout 004. It said currently available $750,000 in general funds. And for some reason, I've got this written down as a note with that.
Does anybody else have that note? What does it say? What's your number, is it?
And also the language refers to section laws 304.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this I don't think that applies to this. There's no reference to that in this narrative. I think they're talking about emergency response in this special contingency. In this other unit, is my understanding.
Mr. Chairman, I also had that 750 written in mine, just like you did.
Well, I think the role of my understanding is, and this does address this, is that this is the all they've recommended is we roll over the prior contingency, and there's about 750 left, and we add another 300 to it, leaving them with about $1 million, assuming he doesn't have to tap any more of the dollars. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, my notes indicate that there's $1 million in carry forward appropriation related to Unit 601, which is related.
What's left in the account, though?
The indication, Mr. Chairman, is $1 million is remaining in that carry forward appropriation. And that the 750 you're referring to is related to the disaster contingency funding in Homeland Security, which is historically an appropriation that you refill if it's utilized. And it's a separate pot of money.
Well, I have the same note that Representative Harshman has, and that is I've got, now I look back at my notes, it says, here's what my notes say. It says $1,350,000 will be available. Plus, in the 1106 series, there will be about 750. So I guess when I go back and read my notes, it looks like, well, I've got some inconsistent notes too. So,
Mr. Chairman, I think the $1 million is referenced on page 38. So that's the carry forward they want for this. That's the $1 million from 1112.
Yeah, so let's deal with 1106 when we get to 1106. The Gov's rec here is to allow the $1 million to carry over in the special contingency reserve account and to appropriate an additional $315,000. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That takes us to the Clean Coal Task Force on page 42. Motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to Homeland Security, the first one being the Unit 1101. On page 46, are there any motions? There being none, the motion on the floor is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the Community Assistance Program. The expense org is over on page 49. The motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. Flood mitigation with the expense org on page 51. Motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to hazardous materials with the EORG on page 53. Motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. It's been adopted. Takes us to waste isolation plant. Page 55 is the profile. Motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. And there's my disaster sheet.
That's what.
Yeah, I found it. That's why Don has such joy trying to keep my notebooks together. All right. And that takes us to search and rescue with expense org on page 59. The motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Stop.
Unit 1106, that is why this insert was contained in your budget. Unit 1106 does not appear in the document that you have before you, and this is a reference to that. And specifically, the governor's recommendation is a roll forward of the unexpended funds in this contingency fund into 1314. The current balance of that is $750,000, and they're simply recommending that the balance in that fund be rolled forward into 1314.
Okay, so what Brett, you're saying is there is no 1106 in our notebook.
That's correct, Mr.
And,
Chairman.
But there is a unit 1106, and then I've got something about a section 304.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, section 304A is where that carryover for that contingency is, and I'd recommend continuing that.
Okay, so
section
304A is a Section 300 that appropriated this money?
Mr. Chairman,
it's a rollover provision.
It's a rollover. Any unexpended, unobligated funds appropriated general fund from the general fund.
Motion on the floor is Gov's rec, which will roll over about $750,000 in from the Section 304A prior footnote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted.
Time out, Mr. Chairman. Brett, can I ask Brett a question, Mr. Chairman?
Of course you can.
Was there any additional money besides the carryover for that 1106? Are you guys needing an 1106 put into this thing, or can we handle the whole deal in the Section 300?
I need to go back and check if there's an 1106 bill, but I think it can be addressed in a Section 300 if that's the preference of the committee.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't believe that we ever created an 1106. I think what we did was we've got this Section 304, and you guys use 1106 to budget the money. And so I would recommend, for clarity's sake for us, we just continue that way. But what I'm asking is there additional money requested in that 1106? I don't have the sheet in front of me.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Mr. May, no, there's no additional requested funding.
And the sheet I have has no more further requests. It's simply a rollover. So the motion that we adopted was the Gov's rec, which rolls it over. The 1106 unit is simply an accounting mechanism for A&I, but the authority comes in the 304. That takes us to search and rescue profile on page 59, 1107. All those in favor of GovRec, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the map modernization. We're over on page 61 with the profile, GovRec. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to state support fund, page 63. Motion is GovRec. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Pre-disaster mitigation. Unit 1113 on page 65. The motion is GovRec. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the Office of Domestic Preparedness. Unit 1114. Page 68 is the description. I got just a note. GovRec missing. Approved. If there are no motions, motion on the floor is GovRec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the Natural Resource Policy Account, and there is an updated REC. What is the current status of the GovRec as shown on 73? This is the NERP account that he's. Is this where he took $5 million out?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not. Is there a related revision to his recommendation?
Mr. Chairman,
I thought there was.
I know, Mr. Chairman, that there is specifically a 2% budget reduction, I believe, but it should already be reflected, if I recall correctly.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, I have a note that says zero out standard of $500,000, and then an exception ask of $1 million.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's profiled, frankly.
Here's Amy.
Wait, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
You know what I'm wondering is if you're thinking of Gov's letter one?
I'm looking at Gov's letter one, which is that's just the accounting. There's no action to be taken there.
Mr. Chairman?
You're going to get back to us, Brad, on that 360 for have the governor's office check on that 360, whether it's appropriate to use that money to hire employees for the water or the county commissioners association.
Mr. Chairman, yes, there was some follow-up to that last evening. I don't have a response for you, but yes, we are going to return and get your response
screen.
To that.
All right, so that's on the radar screen, and it may be that I just had some other recollection. So,
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I have the discussion when we went through this unit was that you and LSO prefer to simply reappropriate instead of stopping the reversion. So we had some discussion on that, and that might be what you're thinking.
Yeah, I think the motion on the floor is GovRec, which leaves it at $1 million. Everybody understand the motion?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the endangered species coordinator.
That's right.
The expense org on page 77. Motion is GovRec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That closes this agent. Do we have a motion to close?
Motion.
Time out. Okay, let's go back and look at 72.
Page 72.
So 72 is what we're, okay, here's my notes then. My notes say two exceptions, carryover, new $1 million. So as part of the GovRec, they were asking for a no reversion, and what I understand from my notes is that there's about $250,000 left in that account.
Mm-hmm.
So the Senator Meyer's exactly right that the adoption of the GovRec would require a footnote stopping the reversion and an additional $1 million. Do you see, catch that, Bill? Page 72. $250,000, $300,000.
Whatever, it's just dollars.
Marbles. You round it up, I round down.
Mr. Chairman, on page 72 is that language on the
Yes.
I think you're looking for.
72 is the non-reversion. We're giving Bill a chance to catch up to see if it makes sense.
And my notes is the 550,000, and that's what the governor has. But
well, that was the original amount. I've got used 250, and I can't tell whether it's now what it may be. That
well, the original was
1.5, as opposed to the balance being 250. I don't know.
Mr. Chairman, in the second paragraph on page 71 is where the reference is. There was $500,000 appropriated in the current biennium. There's no standard budget for the program. If you look at the third sentence, starting in the middle of the second line, approximately $550,000 currently remains in the account as carryover from past year appropriations, and he recommends that those funds not revert. He does refer to the 250 as a portion of that carry-forward amount. And then the request, the exception request specifically, is for an additional $1 million plus the carry-forward of the $550,000.
Okay, so it looks like you're right. It is 550. So the motion on the floor would stop any reversion.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
I think statutorily, you know, I actually think this carryover of this natural resource policy account that's contained in 304, I think that's kind of a double kill because I think there's already provisions, and I have Dean or Alex pull 9-4. 218B, but I think there's already provision in there for this money not to revert statutorily.
Here's we already voted GovsRec, so how you profile in the bill will get you there. The GovsRec has been approved. That doesn't mean you have to. How you implement it in the budget is up to you, Bill.
Right, Mr. Chairman. That's all I'm saying is if you guys want to vote not to carry that money over, I think that would take action.
Yeah, no, I think the vote was the Gov's rec. Does anybody want to withdraw it? Okay. So Senator Meyer just pointed out that the Gov's rec did further that stopped the reversion if there was one, but it sounds like there wasn't a reversion. So that completes the budget. Anybody? Who's she? I got a light, and I got somebody staring at me.
Oh!
You got your light on.
Okay. Yep.
I couldn't see.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's one of those blank stares. I'm like, what are you looking at, man?
No, I'm ready for agency two, man. I'm ready.
What?
Mr. Chairman, I just, going back to, I guess, page 13 and 14, just to be clear, we're going to address the reversions of that $15 million in a separate section.
Yes.
300.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Motion is to close agency 001. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Let's take a break. And that was slow, so we'll start moving faster,
that
huh?
Good exercise.
We got some of the cobwebs
on each side to start with.
Division 100. The motion on the floor is Gov's Rex. Has everybody had a chance to look at their notes? All those in favor of Gov's Rex, say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us over. Go ahead.
Somewhere in this administration budget, never mind. They've got a separate division for it. I apologize.
Do we have a Gov's Rex change on it? Or okay. So that was the administration we did. That takes us over to securities enforcement. Page 28, motion is Gov's Rex. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to Bucking Horse and Rider. Expense org is on 31. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Constitutional Amendment publication. This is an issue where they've talked to us. What we've done here, the Gov's Rec puts in $150,000. The Secretary of State's concerned about the amount. I think our reaction is we'll put money in the bills.
Mr. Chairman, Dave Gruber and I have been talking about this. What we'd like to do is, if, you know, with the committee's indulgence, let's bump this amount to $377,000.
$377,000?
Add a footnote. And that's based on what's the constitutional amendments that are currently proposed. As those things fail or drop off, we can adjust this amount on the floor. Or, you know, the amount of money will be tied up anyway, so it doesn't really matter if you adjust it. It would just revert after the election next year either way. So,
what if we just say 377 and put a footnote that the amount cannot be flexed?
Mr. Chairman, that is exactly the footnote I have in my hand.
Okay, so the motion, do we have a motion to increase the funding to 377 with a footnote saying there would be no flex?
I made
that motion. And it's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Mr. Chairman.
The motion is.
Could I just question? And then your earlier comment about putting it in the bills. Should we start going forward, bringing it up to management council?
Well, 377, I don't think you have to now.
No, you don't have to now, but down the road, should this be practice or just forget about it?
And we have the same problem every time.
Okay.
What happened is that our constitutional expert, Dave Gruber, believes that it's not good practice to put the funding in the bill because it looks like they're tied together. He would prefer to have the funding here. And that's fine. At the end of the day, we put it here, but we put a footnote that it cannot be flexed so we know what its purposes are.
Yeah, and Mr. Nicholas, it kind of coincides with the letter from the Secretary of State, too.
All right. Good. We're all good? The motion has been already – we already voted on the motion.
Yeah, Representative Harshman.
On that. Where are you at, Mr. – I just wanted to back
up. Well, I think we're about ready to close the agency. Go
I just
ahead.
Wanted to back up page 23, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Page 23,
Mr. Chairman, it's the 900 series again. I'd just move for a 5% reduction in the 900 series. And, you know, they give us their list of 900 series with major vendors. There were only three listed. The largest one was for $45,000. The next one was for $24,000. Next one for $8,500. So the rest of them must be teeny, tiny, tiny to make up the rest of that $400,000 to buy any of them, or $350,000. That's left over there, so that's my motion, 5% reduction.
The motion is a 5% reduction. Was there a second? There was a second. You know, my concern about this agency is it's whether or not you do this, and pretty soon we don't have money for to receive your rules and regulations, things like that. Let's see what we've got. So you looked at what number did it have the 900 series on it?
It's number 008. That's all that was provided to us. So
there were just three that were done. Okay, there they are. I got it.
And so if you look at that total, like $522,000 for the biennium, and if you biennialize, I'm assuming these might be biennial numbers. I guess they are. So that's only less than 100,000 of their majors. So the rest must be pretty small.
Okay, the motion is to reduce it by 5%. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
Chair's in doubt. All those in favor say aye. Raise their hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Motion. What? I can't hear you, Brian.
That's okay. Go ahead.
No, the motion failed. Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye. Further thoughts? No, actually, we're in the budget. The budget motion is to close the budget 002. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. We're now at 003, state auditor. All right, the first budget is on page 12, unit 101, department 003. Let's go to the next first budget, which would be on 12. I was looking at that footnote on the increase for the two. Just make sure we're all talking about that, the budget note on the bottom of page 7, Bill. Budget note says, while the department has not submitted any exception requests, there are two exception requests associated with the placeholder appropriations the auditor's budget, and they deal with license revenue recruitment, and retiree health subsidy appropriation. So, in any event, I think on page 12 is the first item. Motion is Gov's Rec. Are there any changes? Now, this is one where there's a pretty hefty professional fees in 901.
Yeah.
And generally, I think that's associated with the security systems for the auditor's account. So, yeah, I'd be okay.
Yes.
So, Gov's Rec, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us over to Unit 401, which has the $500,000 for brucellosis testing containment efforts. So, then it requires a footnote authorizing the governor to reimburse indemnity payments. Do we know what that footnote unit looks like?
No, Mr. Chairman, and, you know, this is one. I don't see Dave in the room, but, you know, this is another one of those potential constitutional issues, too.
No. We'll wait till the last one. Section 300. Bill, I was doing two things at once.
Mr. Chairman, that brucellosis reimbursement and indemnity payment, I think I'd want to run that one by Dave Gruver on as far as constitutional issues you guys might run into with that. I think the AG has been involved in this issue from time to time, too, over the last several years.
Mr. Chairman, I know there is an AG's opinion related to this item that's available. I'm assuming LSO has it, or if not, we can certainly provide it.
Section with respect to what it says.
Mr. Chairman, specifically, my recollection of that opinion is that it's related to the existing appropriation that is contained in this budget. And it identifies it examined all appropriations in the 11-12 biennial budget with respect to the ability to use those funds for the purpose of indemnity. And specifically, I think that's what's driven this particular recommendation from the governor, was seeking clarification in relation to any funding that might be provided in the 2013-2014 budget. But specifically what that opinion indicated was that this was the only source of funding of all of the appropriations, brucellosis appropriations, that in the AG's opinion would be available for such a purpose.
Have we done this before, or is this a brand new?
Mr. Chairman, you have provided the same amount of funding in the 11-12 biennial budget within the state auditor's budget, but I don't recall that there's any specific language that is, well, no, I know actually there is specific language related to the utilization of these funds.
Was it in a footnote, or was it in a... Let's take a look at the footnote.
Yeah, I believe it's in the footnote, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the $500,000 that was appropriated last time, the footnote on it says, shall only be expended for expenses related to brucellosis testing and containment issues. And this is a different deal.
This is a different footnote, and if the request is for the governors to provide reimbursement indemnity, you do have the issue as to whether or not it's appropriate constitutional payment, and there's no, you need to have a guideline upon which you would exercise that discretion. So I guess my thought is that if the committee wants to hold over that, we move to amend and adopt the old language and carry it through. Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you give an example of what one of these payments would be, Mr. Chairman?
You're talking about the indemnity payments?
Yes.
I can tell you what folks were looking for, I think, is, for example, when they were treating the herd in over and around the Pinedale area, the question is whether or not we could compensate the rancher for his loss when we started eradicating part of his herd. But I don't remember what the outcome of that was. I mean, I know that there was some effort and plans, but you know, I think if you leave it at status quo and just adopt the old language through, then if it worked in the past, it'll work forward. But the governor has not given us specific enough information to change the old footnote. So my recommendation is we just stay with the old footnote, put in the 500, and move forward. And then if the governor wants to try, if Brett talked to the governor, if there's something more he wants, then you need to give us a more specific language. But it would have to adopt something else.
Mr. Chairman, my recollection, more specifically of the AG's opinion as well, is that the governor would have had to have made a finding that such a use of the funds would be critical to containment of the disease. So it was tied to the specific language that is contained in the existing footnote, or at least the AG's opinion was an evaluation of that.
Okay. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do know that the Board of Livestock and specifically Senator Emmerich are working together on legislation dealing with exactly this issue. So I would make the motion that we revert to the original language as was in last biennium's budget, and then we can see how that plays out and make adjustments. Yes.
So the motion on the floor is to carry the 500 forward with the existing footnote language.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Yeah, question, Mr. Chairman. Question. If I understand this correctly, is the base budget's 500. He's putting another 500?
No, the base budget got zeroed out on the standard.
Oh,
so
there it
got
is.
Zeroed,
yeah.
And
okay.
We added in 500. So at least it was a 500. All right. Everybody understand the motion? The motion on the floor is to carry over the old footnote and to put 500 in. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion's been adopted. Are you caught up with this? You okay with that, Dave? Sort of, kind of. Okay. Okay, well, let's do this. Representative Wallace, would you flag this? Keep it on your antenna, and then during the session, if the sponsors do bring the bill, will you confer with Mr. Gruber, who will be on your side anyway, and make sure that they dive together, and if you need a Senate amendment, come talk to me. All right. So you've got that on your radar screen. Anything else? That takes us to the license revenue recruitment count, which is over on page 20. Motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. All right, now we're into the library endowment, and the Gov's Rec has $33 million new funding put back in for the library endowment match fund. Everybody okay with that? Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I guess I just need a if I was going to propose a change to the library, this is the time, correct?
To the funding, yes. But not to, if you want to go to the statute.
No. To the funding.
To the amount of the funding?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And possibly the source of the funding.
Yes.
Okay.
So right now it's proposed a general fund. Did you want to make a motion to change the amount and or the source?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to do both. I would like to propose that we decrease the amount by 50% and that we change the source to AML funding.
All right. Tell you what I think would be easier for us if you split those in, because I want to have the discussion on the AML side.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we change the source of funding to AML funds, and my thinking on this is that in the governor's recommendations, he is proposing using AML funds to support the Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Fund. I actually think that makes some sense because AML is one-time funding, as we all know, and is going away in just a couple of years. And I think that, you know, by using AML funds to help with these trust funds, that actually makes a lot of sense to me, because what we're doing there is we're taking the resources that our mining industry has brought to the benefit of the state, and we are keeping it as an asset for the state for future generations. So with that in mind, I think AML is a perfect place to use these trust funds.
The only concern I have with that is that the mechanism of loan application. So what happens is, typically speaking, with those, you make a grant application, and then you pull the money down when you're utilizing the funds. In this instance, if you've got, whether it's $1.5 million or $3 million, whichever we agree on, you have to first do the match, and then what you would have to be, if you got a $100 match, then you'd be having to do an application for a $100 drawdown, and you'd be repeatedly doing that. And if you can go back and look at the profile sheet, some counties are going out 3 or 4 years and better without any matching. So you've got, I think, while I don't have any problem with you, the idea and the theory, it's going to be a nightmare to have to do a grant application, go to DEQ, file it each and every time you do a match.
Mr. Chairman, can I interrupt this?
Yes.
Just a little bit. I think if the monies were to be used for building or some kind of acquisition or something like that, I think you'd be okay. But I think DEQ has had some heartburn about putting money into an endowment account.
That was the second part of it, and that is they're saying that, well, there were some restrictions, because we did ask whether we could put it into an endowment account, and we were told no. I've forgotten about that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think you'll find that in, I actually have a folder out there in that directory that you've been notified about, and it's labeled AML, and there's a statement in there from DEQ to that effect, I believe.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's just sort of the way the budget shows up here that we have this conversation first. But can you refresh my memory how they are planning on dealing with that for the Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think what they're planning on doing is expending that money for projects.
So if it goes into project funding, it'd be okay, but if it was going into the – when we get there, you have to re-look at it, see whether it's going into endowment money or project money. And we've got both, so it's project money.
Mr. Chairman, the point is the feds don't want you saving this money.
All right. Sue, did you want us to vote on the motion?
No, Mr. Chairman. I'll just remove the original motion, but I will reinstitute my second motion, which was to reduce the funding by 50%.
Okay, so the motion is our second. Okay, there is a second. The motion on the floor is to reduce by half, taking the $3 million down to 1.5. Any discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, if the committee could pull out, I think it was filed in Agency 6, Handout 195. We did have a conversation when the librarians were in here when Director Boughton was in. And, you know, the discussion was that we had $9 million and they hadn't spent it all yet, but they have matched $6 million of it. $6 million. It's amazing by all these small libraries. So I thought if you had a chance to look at it, I think it's really important to keep the library trust intact with the request of the $3 million. This is helping all of our small communities, and I think it's a really good way to invest our money. If you're getting in a small place like Weston County a 3-to-1, it's good money. Thank you.
Against the motion.
I'm against the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor of reduction say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That motion failed. Any further discussion?
Governor's
motion
rec.
Is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, this will be a Section 300
sure.
In the bill.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so that will be funded through a Section 300. And do you want us to do a – I don't think we need a motion on that one, Bill. You'll just implement it. All right, that takes us to state employee compensation on – with the first one on page 26. This is the insurance, and this is the account that funds the insurance pool for the retiree plan that was voted in. Are there any amendments? If not, motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. And then we have the market adjustments. That's been zeroed out. In this instance, we're going to see the market adjustments in the 006 budget for ANI. Gov's rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Then we get the insurance employee adjustment plus UW. That's been zeroed out. Motion is Gov's rec, all those in favor say aye. That's been adopted. The motion is to close the 003 agency.
Mr. Chairman, one of the governor's letters does address a place, possible placeholder within the auditor's office, $20 million for the Casper Aquifer Recharge Zone. I'm not sure if this is the appropriate place to address that or not.
I'll wait to do that with the CAFCON request at the end. So they'll all be dealt with the group. Thank you, though. All right, motion is to close 003.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to 004, State Treasurer. Okay, our first budget is over on page 15. It's the Unit 101. Motion is Gov's rec. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just...
You want to take a look at that 900 series?
I would, Mr. Chairman. On
Let's see what we've
got
there.
It's on page 15, and it's the amount there in the budget is...
What I think you have to be careful there is I think those 900 series there may be tied to their professional advisor fees for RV Coons, et cetera.
I think that's in a different
area, I think it,
area,
well, that's
Mr.
under
Chairman.
Investment, but let's see what...
Because, Mr. Chairman, as you look at this, this was one area where the Treasurer recommended on 2 and 5 and 8% cuts. This was a sweeping cut to the $1.7 million, cut 1.2. And I would just simply go with the 5%, which would be much less than that. And,
caution to you on this one is in this instance, they're pretty much all base contracts that are flowed through continuously. So
I think those are.
I understand that, but if we come back next year and have to exact a 2-4-8% increase or decrease, we're going to get it recovered then.
Mr. Chairman, I think those ones you're referring to are later in unit 601, where you have like $48 million, you know, and those are 900 series. I wouldn't even look at those, but
okay.
This is just an administration part.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Edmonds.
Just to follow up on Representative Harshman, I'm not for sure that he's correct, just because I'm looking at the handout that the Treasurer's Office gave us with their 900, and they had budgeted amount 1.721954, which is the exact amount that I see in Unit 101, not in the unit that Representative Harshman was referencing, but and all of these are, they seem to be dealing with management fees, bonds, that sort of thing, so...
Right. It says you've got the budget amount expended at 1.4. It looks like they're not on target to spend it all.
Yeah.
It may be that by the time you – that's as of 11/30/11. How do you feel? You want to make your motion?
Well, what's that? You know, I just I'll withdraw all that. I just don't – but you can see later in the budget the real contractual
that's,
stuff.
That's
off
the big
table,
one, right?
Obviously. But you know,
so
Mr. Chairman, I just
did you withdraw the motion,
Mr. Steve? Chairman, I will, but I just would remind the committee, if you look at the handout that we received for all agencies, really, and if you examine, there are 2 and 5 and 8%. So that's where most of them do it, is right administration on the 900 series. So
It's
pretty. I think they've taken their most painless stuff first. So anyway, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any further motions? Discussion? If not, GovsRec on Unit 101 on Department 4. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman, can I interrupt you just
yep.
1 second? We've got. Don's gone through these budgets, all budgets, and identified some issues with some errors in the budget system, shall we say. And most of them are pretty small amounts, like in this case, $772 general fund. There's an error there. What we would ask is... What we would ask is the permission of the committee to clean this stuff up. We'll work with the budget office. So these amounts may not tie exactly in the budget bill. You may not see the exact amount that you're seeing in some of these units as a result of that if you approve this.
A list of them so we know what we're approving. So I'm okay with doing that. Is it a long list?
It's a long list, Mr. Chairman. What we'll do is we'll get it cleaned up and get a brief explanation put with each one of the adjustments. We'll present that to you with the budget bill, if that's okay.
So is it? Have these A&I seen it yet?
They have.
They have. Mm-hmm. Are you in agreement with all of our changes? Because we rarely make mistakes.
Mr. Chairman, we are confident in the ability of your staff to assist us in doing this, and they've been in conversation with us for some time about a variety of issues that they have found in their review of the documents. So, yes, we're comfortable with their analysis, and quite honestly, they're very good about allowing us to push back on them, and I think have a good enough relationship that we arrive at an agreeable position with respect to these issues.
All right. So we have a motion to adopt all of the accounting errors that have been caught by our staff and was moving through. So all of our motion will be to adopt all of them. That's so moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. So that's been adopted. So now, Brett, we've adopted those, so if you've got an issue, you're just going to have to come back and talk to us.
Mr. Chairman, we'll do that after we but we'll raise those issues, obviously, with your staff initially, but come back to you if necessary.
But in general, they're adopted unless there's some other discussion. And then try to get back to us before we – I mean, the motion has been adopted, so that if you have issues, we need to find it before we do our last vote.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
but
if I may.
You're not going to wrap them in until later, are you?
Well, Mr. Chairman, what we'll do is we'll prepare the bill, and then the budget office goes through that bill, that proposed bill, and we reconcile with them to come to the final number, and I think that's where that process would take place.
And by the way, we round down, you guys round up. We know this drill. All right.
Mr. Chairman, historically, McVeigh, I think, made up the differences on those 50 cents or dollars.
Is that where
I would assume that applies
to
Brett,
too. Yeah, we don't know what Brett's behavior is yet. He's too young. Okay. All right, that takes us to veterans tax exemption with the expense org over on page 19. Is it? Motion on the floor is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Mr. Chairman,
yep.
Time out. Page 18, right up above the exception request. Following submission, state treasurer's budget, blah, 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 528, one time and effective immediate.
That's part of the Gov's Rec. So with respect to that, well, I'll tell you, here's my problem with that, and that is if you're putting 528 into the budget to finish out this biennium, that almost triples, and that would be doubled in the next biennium. So that, I guess, Brad, are you saying that if they're really down 528, then there's no way that the 10,053 is, or the 10,005, excuse me, my old glasses, the 535 is ever going to meet your obligation because an effective immediate for the end of the biennium is the effect of $1 million increase in the next biennium.
Mr. Chairman, that may have been the case, but you will notice that they went through a similar process in developing the 11-12 biennial number. There was $1.3 million that was effective immediate at that point in time, which was incorporated, that exists in the standard budget, which was incorporated into the standard budget. And so my understanding of the $528,000 is catch-up, but would not, because it's one-time in nature, would not be incorporated into the standard for the next biennium. And because of the nature of that prior appropriation, the $1.3 million, and having it incorporated into the standard, I believe there would be sufficient funding in 2013 and 14 to address the current demand.
Accept that explanation?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Von Flater.
Okay. I'm trying to understand what it seems like. I agree with you that they're short $500,000 here. Did he put it in? He puts it in there. I mean, it becomes part of their standard budget from this point on, and I don't see why it doesn't.
I don't think there's, frankly, enough information here to know.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this whole thing is demand-driven, first of all. So, from one biennium to the next, I'm not sure you can just make the assumption that you're going to add that 528. That's the first thing. It could be even lower than the 10,535, but given the number of veterans that we're, that we're creating in this world, I guess I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but it is a demand-driven thing, and they're just saying we need this 528 to make it, to finish out 1112.
Well, one of the things that happened in this is that historically you had the tax exemption for 3 years, and then the bill then stripped off and made it lifetime. And, at some point we better figure out what our liability is and make sure that this is really what we think is fair, or whether or not you say, well, instead of being 3 years, it should have been 6 years. And I know, these folks have done a lot for us, but nevertheless, it's becoming a more and more expensive program. And I guess maybe we ought to just put this on our list to take a look at and review with Management Council. So if you'll put the veterans tax exemption, it's never popular to limit it, but making a lifetime exemption and then also allowing more folks to get into it is going to get very, very expensive.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I would also share with you that my conversation with Sharon Garland in the Treasurer's Office, who administers this program, she is comfortable with the standard budget being carried forward into 13-14.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, Brent, but she's also comfortable that if you're shy, we always fill this pot. So I guess the question, but you think she thinks she can live within the budget with the one time?
Mr. Chairman, the one time specifically is for 11 and 12.
All right, that's my question.
Yes, that's the indication she's provided to me.
All right. So the motion on the floor is Govs Rex. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. It's been adopted. That takes us to the manager payments. This is what Mr. Harshman was talking about. We're on page 25. Motion is Govs Rex on the manager's payments. Has everybody looked at their notes?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Escobel?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm looking at the letter that we received from the state treasurer, and I believe it would be page 25, the 901 series. The 2% cut that he's talking about there, where he can replace that general fund money with paying those fees through investment income, I feel that would be a good move for us to add $1.2 million to the general fund. So I'll make that motion. That'd be a 2% cut. 901 series, page 25. Mr. Chairman, it's that $41,700,000. On page 25, 901 series professional fees. In his letter that's in the big packet, he says it doesn't have a page number, but it's in the it's in the big packet. And I flagged that one when we were talking to the treasurer. And he proposed replacing that $1.2 million general fund with paying it through investment income fees.
Wouldn't that, in effect, though, Mr. Chairman, just really reduce income to the general fund, so you're going to get it a year later, the hit on the general fund? I mean, it'll give us a 1.2 bump this year, but a year from now, as I understand it.
we pay it a year later. And that money go into the... It goes into the...
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, can I just point out to the committee that all of this funding is either agency funding or special revenue funding on this page. There's no general fund on this.
Notwithstanding that issue, when I go back and look at the letter, it doesn't make sense to me because if you move them either way, it's an expense item. I don't know what – I read Joe's letter. I don't know what he's – so Joe's letter says
– What?
This is on – are you with me? So it says, rather than simply reducing the operations budget by 2, 5, and 8, we are submitting a proposal to replace $1.2 million of general funds currently in the operations standard budget with $1.2 of investment income agency funds within the manager payment standard budget. The $1.2 is used to pay our custodial banking fees. Therefore, rather than paying these fees with the general fund appropriation, we are proposing to pay these with investment income within the manager payments budget. That's just taking it out of, I mean, you're just, what you're doing is just taking your income out of your, you're reducing the income. So if you do that, you also have to reduce your revenues from them. And I guess what ends up happening is it comes out of your, it may, well, you still have to.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if that's the case, first of all, the reduction would be back on page 15
right,
to that general fund, and you'd replace that with some of that agency fund. And presumably, I mean, I assume that the bulk of your investment money being earned is either going to be general fund or school foundation. So it hit both of those accounts. It probably hit various other accounts as well. But
I mean, we've had this discussion before with the treasurers before. I mean, it's, you say, okay, I'm going to move it from this point to this point. Then you have to reduce your revenues.
It may not be, Mr. Chairman, it may not be a case of six of one, half a dozen of the other. I mean, it might be like six of one and five of the other, and that may be what the treasurer is driving at. But I don't have those exact numbers to tell you.
So, Ken, do you want to go back and make that motion, or do you?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm just kind of looking at our goldenrod and the general fund that it looked like a good opportunity to bump that by $1.2 million this year. So
okay.
I'd make that recommendation.
So what budget was that in?
Mr. Chairman, page 15, that's correct. Actually, the funding is on page 16.
All right, so the motion is, your motion would be to swap the funding source for that amount as specified in the treasurer's letter. Is there a second to the motion? There is a second. And I guess I, on and against the motion, I don't think it changes anything. I think it's just you got to reduce your revenue flow, and you start going down this, and what you've done is taken transparency, put a bunch of mud in it, and you think you've made more money, and you haven't. Pedersen.
Mr. Chairman, I think that you're probably right, and what I'd offer for the committee is I'm going to sit with Sharon Garland next Wednesday because I've been assigned this budget, and I was going to go back over some issues. And so before we close this on February 13th through 14th, I'll get the net effect to the committee.
It is getting closed this week.
Well, before we go in, I'll get all the information to the committee. Before we go publicly, I'll get all the information and figure out this.
Yeah, okay. Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no?
No.
Motion's failed. Any further discussion? We're over on manager payments. I don't remember if I called, but let's call for the vote on manager payments. Gov's rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Then you get over to WildStar, Unit 603. The motion is Gov's rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Unclaimed property. Page 33 is the profile sheet. Motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. It's been adopted. Indian Motor Vehicle Exemption over on page 37. Motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. Anything else? If not, the motion is closed. Agency 004. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Agency 005. Okay, let's take a 15-minute break, and we'll be back to start education.
See that? Did he want to see that letter?
Good over here, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
on the gas this morning.
I know. We get in a good groove, though, and then somebody stops it.
Put on the gas. What did I do? What? No, I didn't. What did you do? I never did finally. Could have kicked. me on my back or something? I've been behind the bar once or twice.
Standing here, drinking my coffee, watching Patterson.
He is kind of entertaining. Your name is just blah.
Yeah, he takes over enthusiasm to whole new levels. I suffer from the same malady, unfortunately.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Nobody ever. Drive it over the cliff.
might be that $7 million they want to deposit in that common school land. Oh, Phil had said something about him. I think the money was coming out of a school foundation account.
And he's, oh, not as
yeah.
That's why I have this sticky here. See, what happens is I use one uniform color, and then if there's a different color, it means I had a serious question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I didn't write my question down.
I might have to do that. That's a good system.
And so it doesn't matter. Like, there's not like it's all red and then one green, or all blue and then one purple. It doesn't matter. Whatever color is the odd color.
That's the but that's the one you were looking for.
Doesn't make any sense, but everybody's gonna have their own net.
Oh yeah.
The motion on the unit 402 at page 11 is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's adopted. That takes us to the DUVAS scholarship. The motion is Gov's Rec at page 14. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to page 15 with the expense organization over on page 17. Motion is Gov's Rec. This is Workshops and Conferences Fund. Any amendments? If not, the motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to Montgomery Trust Fund, School for the Blind, Trust Fund for the Blind. At 21 is the Expense Organization. Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted.
Mr. Chairman, just to back up, I was in the paper shuffle here, to back up to unit 1801 on page 17 as the sheet. Yeah, it's just my, I'm going to make my standard deal, and I don't know if the committee's with me on the 900 series, just that 5%, which would be, this would be on unit 1801, Mr. Chairman, on page 17. The amount, I think, is 59.5.
And you're just looking at the
900 series, 5%.
Are you looking at the whole 900 series, or the you got the contract travel in 905 and the 901? Did you want it across both
series? I'm looking at
the total
of both of those, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so it would be a 5% cut to each of the 901s and 905s, reducing the entire by 5%.
Couple thousand dollars.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Okay, we're flash forward to the next is in the State Board of Education unit. 601 is the first one. We're over on page 25. Any motions?
That's
right. 23 is the cover, the second page of the full. That's the summary. Okay. All right, and this is the State Board, and they do have some professional fees. The motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Superintendent's Office, Division 6100, 6102 unit, with beginning at page 28.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just same thing on that $40,000, just 5%.
5% reduction. Motion is 5%. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye, or the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That's been adopted. That takes us over to the
Mr.
finance.
Chairman.
Go ahead.
We got a couple of corrections here.
Okay. On which budget?
One of them on that page 28.
Okay.
One of those is Don, why don't you go ahead and walk them through the whole thing? We've got a couple of issues all the way through this Division 61. And let's just explain the whole thing to you. It's on a whole bunch of different pages.
Mr. Chairman, as we discussed some of these position moves that the agency had made during the Chapter 17 process and the development of their budget, and then the agency brought back some of the changes to us in their letter when they had their call back this week, and some of the changes that were, and they did agree with the things that I had identified. So this, in this unit, and there are several throughout the budget, throughout the agency, where we'll need to make some adjustments, either adding general fund or decreasing general fund, adding or decreasing school funds.
Let me make sure I understand. So they shuffled the changes during the Chapter 17, and they did not carry the funding through? So are we adopting their Chapter 17 position finality and then making the money match that, or are there additional changes being proposed?
Mr. Chairman, there's you have some of each of that going on. The place, like in this unit, when they moved the positions, they didn't move enough general fund, and the agency has made the adjustments to their general fund in such a way that they've evened it out, that they don't require any additional funding.
And then they have some new position changes on top of that.
Then they had some new positions, and then when we get on the federal side, we had those positions where there are eliminated programs, that they took those positions and they moved them into other programs, which really you should have acted on.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, so you had the Chapter 17 movements, and there are these additional changes, did they happen since after the Chapter 17, or did they happen before the Chapter 17 and they just didn't get reported in?
Mr. Chairman, they happened in the Chapter 17 process and weren't reported as a part of the...
Okay, so all your changes will then essentially reconcile the Chapter 17 to what they were doing at the time, and presumably what they're doing now.
Mr. Chairman, that's right.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if we can just cut to a bottom line here for Division 6100. Bottom line is we need to add $19,963 general fund. We need to add $616,881 S5 funding. That's through all of these different units. That's going to be the net bottom line, and so that's what will show up. You don't appropriate actually in the bill at the unit level. You appropriate at the division level. So in that Division 6100, we'll take into account all these changes. Budget office will work with them to get this, to get those units lined up the way they need to be lined up. But bottom line is we need to add those two amounts to Division 6100.
Good.
Pardon me, reduce those amounts. $19,963 general fund.
Yeah, I guess.
And $616,881, is that all S5 done?
So as we come out of this, then everything will be reconciled as of today, apparently, we believe. And then I guess then maybe we do it when we get done with the agency budget, consider an amendment, just say, look, this is it. No more changes without the B11 or appropriation process.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you know, the committee can certainly do what they want to do in that regard, but as far as just lining up this funding and get all that mess taken care of that's been discussed to this point, this is what we need to do overall.
Okay, so let's go back to Don. You want to, when we hit the amendment, what I'd like you to do is just state the change, then we'll make the motion adopting. So we're back on the, are we on the 6102 unit?
Mr. Chairman?
Okay, why don't you go ahead and state the change. Pardon?
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to help for the committee. Don actually passed this out for everybody, and it's in your folder.
Is that
folder
the sheet?
Or that references most of these changes.
Mr. Chairman, we'll make you copies of this current one we've got. This one's a little different than that, Brian.
Well, I guess the other we do is that we could just do a motion to adopt Don's changes as we've done before.
Yes.
Okay, do we have a motion to adopt all? Okay, so the motion is to adopt all changes. Is there a second? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. So now all your changes have been adopted through the budget.
Mr. Chairman, that was with regard to Division 6100. There are additional changes for 6300.
We adopted all of them.
Okay.
We adopted all of them.
Mr. Chairman, just Bill, you'll get us a copy of all of things.
Yeah, get us a copy out of that. But we've adopted all of them, Bill. That's so that with each one, I'll say GovsRec as amended. So each one is GovsRec as amended, and then we'll allow for other amendments.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
The first question is, in regards to this, you've reconciled or have been working with Mr. Hansen to get the correct number, correct? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Madam Co-Chair, we have, and some of those changes were addressed in that letter 189 that
right.
you got from 005, but not all of them. So it's like you've got all these different pieces, and this sheet that you'll get has it all in one spot.
Good. And then just to clarify, typically if we were moving positions, we would go through, I mean, in any standard budget, we would go through the B11 process, or we would most probably bring it through JAC to discuss that process.
Madam Chairman, normally they would appear as exception requests.
And as an exception request. Good. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's, in that letter that we did, 189, there is at least one position to deal with. Did our motion include the position that's thrown in there? No, we need to deal with that when we come to it.
So 6102 has the R change to the 5% reduction and the LSO change. GovsRec is amended. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to finance at 6103 on page 32. And this is the one that had the overfund. I got 25,527 overfunded.
Mr. Chairman, Alex is passing out the revised worksheet
that's taking care of the overfund.
It is. We're going to do is that bottom line that Bill talked about, the 19,963, after the changes that the agency presented, we were still overfunded overall. So we're going to roll that into 6103, and the total will be $124,000 that we'll be removing there.
So, but I think, Don, just simply, all you needed to tell us is, okay, that was taken care of in our adjustments. So the overfund that I have in my notes is taken care of. Any further motions on this budget?
Mr. Chairman, just on the 900 series, that $138,000 motion 5% reduction.
Is there a second? Second. The motion then is to reduce the 138 by 5%. All those in favor say aye.
Mr. Chairman, real quick.
Okay.
I had a note here that $78,461 under that specific 900 series reduction, and I'm just wondering what that note was about.
How much?
$78,461.
I've got a note that says overfunded by 25. Anybody else have the same note that Senator Peterson has?
Overfunded by 25.
That's what I've got. Okay. GovsRec is amended. All those in favor say aye. Oh, we vote on the 5. I'll just make sure. Let's go back in. The motion to reduce by 5%. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's adopted. GovsRec on as amended for the unit. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the reading assessment budget.
Zero. Mr. Chairman, as I look at the been handed out, there's been no adjustments to the 6104 unit then?
No, I haven't moved. I was just trying to make – I'm just – let me catch up here with my own notes. So when – oh, I see. Well, no. So this – the adjustment for this teacher leader quality, they were going to put that in the 205 budget, so I guess we don't deal with that until the 205. All right. So we're in reading assessment, unit 6104. Are there motions?
Mr. Chairman, just the same motion on that 900 series. I think it's 22,000, just 5%.
Is there a second? Motion is to reduce the 900 series by 5%. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Motion's adopted. Then motion is Gov's Rec as amended with both with all the changes, including LSO changes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Pardon me, back up.
Mr. Chairman, just quickly, I wanted to just very quickly go back to finance 6103. I know that we passed the 5% reduction in the 900 series, but I had flagged that the department had submitted in their letter to us that they wanted a reduction in the 900 series of 78,461. Don, it said in... So is that... It says
now
in follow-up...
validated his number.
Yeah.
Nice going.
In follow-up to LSO's analysis. So is that, Don, what we've already taken care of in our first original motion? Okay.
Yes,
right,
that
so,
was cleared up. Okay,
all right, so mystery solved. All right, thank
all right.
you.
All right, good deal. That takes us to the 6105 administration assessment budget at page 39. Okay, with respect to, there is a, I've got an underfunding 91-92. You have overfunding 91-92? For the 6105 unit? Do you have a reconciliation that you've already made to that in your numbers? And what number was your reconciliation, Don?
There are two changes, Mr. Chairman, happening in Unit 6105. Currently, this budget is underfunded, 71,162 of general funds, but it's overfunded, 162,390. This is one of the positions that the agency is changing, the funding of the position.
So it sounds like your numbers, posts, are more current than our numbers. So that happened after we met with them.
Mr. Chairman, that's also that particular change is also mentioned in item number 4 on that number 189 handout.
All right. So the motion on the floor is Gov's Rec as amended with the LSO change. Questions? Go ahead.
Just a quick question. Maybe Don can answer this, Mr. Chairman. In the Department of Ed's letter, we're making... I'm not for sure. Elimination of the 162,390 in school foundation funding in Unit 6105 and a reduction in the 900 series. If this is a staffing request, why are we reducing 900 series?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Edmonds, what's happening is that when an agency makes a change to the funding of a position, say during the course of the biennium, they might reclassify a position resulting in a salary increase, then they are required, the agency is required to fund that change out of some other line item in its budget or come to you with an exception request. What the agency is attempting to do with this correction in its letter, it's attempting to correct the process that it did not follow in the Chapter 17 preparation. And so they're reducing the 900 series by that amount of school foundation funding and the funding associated with that expenditure, and then they're requesting the general fund to replace that school foundation funding for that particular position. So.
All right. We're on the unit 6105, page 39. Were there any other changes?
Mr. Chairman, on the 299-101 under 900 series, 5%. By Don's your correctional information, I've got it underfunded about 24,160.
Mr. Chairman, 24,150, but you are correct. It's 24,150.
All right. So we're on unit 6106. Are there any minutes? Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, is the you see the grants and payments under the 626, the 600 series of 656,000. I'm assuming those are for the National Board certified stipends. Is that? And then you see under that the professional fees, contractual services of 231. I just want to make sure as I look through this. That if the 5% doesn't affect that the National Board certified teachers, and I believe that is the 656 as I read the narrative.
Mr. Chairman, this funding is associated with the process of obtaining those certifications and the costs associated with it. The certification funds, the $4,000 per certified teacher, is located in 205.
Okay, I see. So the 656 is really the recruitment and running the program. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Harshman, it's actually payments to the L. Bogan Foundation, which tracks this information, processes this information.
I can also. Mr. Chairman, also, if you go to your handout, 139, second page, it breaks out that 6106 as teacher and leader quality. It was the second page for grants and aids.
So the 656 is a payment to a foundation?
Well, it makes a difference whether it's purchasing services or whether it's payment for distribution out. If it's payment for distribution out, we have the constitutional issue that you cannot use state money for anything that's not controlled by any entity not controlled by the state, but if they're actually purchasing services from the L. Bogan Association, that's an appropriate expenditure.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
They are purchasing, the L. Bogan is basically the facilitator that puts all this together and the schedules for the teachers and the training and, you know, arranges everything, and then that's some cost that they're being reimbursed for. So they are the ones championing this.
Okay. Any motions to this?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just the 900 series. And I just wanted to make sure I didn't affect that. And so it would be the 5% on the 231-500.
Second. All those in favor of the reduction by 5%, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman, page 46, I believe.
Okay, so the school improvement budget on page 46 for unit 6108.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Same motion on the 900 series of that 1.924.
Motion is to reduce by 5%. Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Any further motions? Motion is Gov's Rec as amended by both LSO adjustments and the 5% reduction. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to State Special Education, Unit 6114, with the expense org at page 50. Motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the health and safety. First is unit 6116 at page 54. I've got an adjustment correction on 13, which I approximately 13,000, which I assume Don picked up in their numbers. Any further motions? The motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye. No, excuse me, Gov's Rec as amended. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. We're now at the COPS juvenile detention, 7117. Once again, there was an LSO adjustment of about two grand plus. Motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Pardon? Going back, because let's go back one. It was Gov's Rec as amended by the LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That was adopted. That takes us to special education data monitoring, page 61. Motion is Gov's Rec as amended with the LSO adjustments. I've got a minus 70 on my notes, but it's whatever that adjustment was. All those in favor of Gov's Rec as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. We're in the early learning unit. Unit 6120, page 64. Motion is Gov's Rec as amended with the LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. We're in the 6121 unit, K-12 ELL. The first expense org is on page 67. Motion is Gov's Rec as amended with any LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us over to the data technology, unit 6123.
Mr. Chairman.
Any motions? Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, just to note that there is a that on number 5 of the handout by the department, they are asking for a transfer in the 900 series from this unit to unit 6128. And I think that's probably, again, part of Don's. The one on their callback, handout 189, it's item number 5. In follow-up to LSO's analysis, they want elimination of $158,766 in school foundation funding in unit 6128 with the transfer of that same amount in 900 series from unit 6123 to unit 6128. I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that.
Mr. Chairman, just to make sure, you know, there's a lot of, on the whole data issue here on this and the data and technology, just to make sure we're heading into kind of a new era and want to make sure that that's what we want, I guess, that transfer. I think it is. I mean, it's IT to IT, it looks like. So. So, Mr. Chairman, could I ask Bill a question then? If on that page 71 of the budget, and the 900 contractual, or the it's that 171. I guess I don't follow.
Mr. Chairman,
900 series money that we're transferring?
It is, Steve. We're going to reduce that by 158,766.
So this 171. So we're only going to have what?
About $23,000.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where I was trying to.
All right. So if you look at item number 5 on handout 189, there was a request for transfer from units 6123 to 6128. Don, did those get picked up in your reconciliations? So we don't have to worry about those. Okay. Does that?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make sure we were, because I think that's the only time we've done a unit-to-unit transfer. Everything else is done within the unit that we're working on. So.
So, Mr. Chairman, then the remaining 22,000, I'd just move a 5% reduction on the remaining 900 series. Is that right? 5%.
That's been adopted. That takes us to the state career technical education over on page 75, 6125 unit. Are there any motions?
Mr. Chairman, just a question then. Are these pretty much all federally? Is this all Perkins money? That's my question before.
All general fund at 936.
Is that all? I'm sorry?
I'm looking on 75. It looks like it's all general fund, the entire 936-1997.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, then I'd move for that 5% cut on that 936-197.
All right, the motion is reduction by 5%. Was there a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Time out.
That reduction was on the total amount across the board on all expenditures, not the 900 series, but all expenditures.
Oh, did I make a mistake?
No, just the. I'm sorry. I think I made a mistake, Mr. Chairman. It's
yeah.
The 329. That's my mistake. Thank you,
yeah.
Senator Meyer. It's the 329-100. Thank you.
Okay. To clarify, the motion was on the 900 series and nothing else, which is 329. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. Motion is now to GovsRec as amended by LSO adjustments and the 5% reduction. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to state vocab finance. The expense org on page 78. Any motions?
Mr. Chairman. On the 10,700.
Is there a second?
Oh.
All those in favor of the 5% reduction say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That motion has failed. All right. All those in favor of cutting out the 5%, raise their hand.
Oh, that's a lot.
Okay. It, motion failed. Motion failed. Yeah, you know. All right. The motion is GovsRec is amended by the LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the 6127 unit for VOC-Ed Innovation. School Foundation Program found. Any motions? Or any? And there being none, GovsRec as amended by any adjustments that may apply. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the 6128 budget unit at page 84. Any motions?
Mr. Chairman, just so I understand, this has now in 900 series the 158.76 that we transferred over previous action. Is that correct? For position.
Mr. Chairman, that money is not being transferred to the 900 series, though. It's going into the 100.
100, correct. So it's for position. Okay, thank you.
I had a note here, less one position that goes to the OCIO, and so we're up to 5 on the governor's rec. Is that supposed to be 4, or can I have some clarification on that?
Would you repeat the question, please?
I had a note here, less one position that goes to the OCIO, and yes, the governor's recommendation is 5 positions here. But I didn't know whether or not that was supposed to go down to 4, and I didn't know if anybody else had any other notes on that.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, I have the same note, and it's referenced in the same letter that we've been looking at in the attachment 189, number 3. And the agency identified the position that it is going to move to the OCIO, and that is position number 120 in unit 16128. And they're going to reduce their 100 series of $141,000.
Is there a motion to so approve?
Make the motion to so approve, reduce the position. And,
okay, the and motion the money. On the floor is to implement paragraph number 3 on document number 189 that was supplied by the agency, which eliminates number 120 in position number 120 in unit 6128. And there's a corresponding reconciliation of funding. All those in favor say aye.
Further discussion. Mr. Chairman, before you vote, just clarification of Senator Meyer's question. Should that be a 4 on page 85? There should be 4 total in that Department of Employees.
Well, there'll be a corresponding adjustment, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
4. Okay.
So, Brett?
Mr. Chairman, could I get clarification on what the motion is? Is it elimination of the position or the funding associated with it?
It's eliminating the position and reduction of the 100 series funding, both.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have an email from the CIO who has expressed a concern about the elimination of the position. Specifically, I believe the position has been B11'd. To the OCIO's office, and he is concerned that the position will be lost if there's not a corresponding action in the 13-14 biennium until he has an opportunity to ask for that position to be made part of his standard.
Let's clarify that what we're doing is ratifying the B-11, which transfers the position out of this agency into this OCIO, which will result in a reduction in position in this one and picks it up in the OCIO. Yeah. That's the motion on the floor.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Does that clear up your concerns?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so that's been taken care of. Any further questions or discussions? If not, the motion is to approve Gov's Rec as amended with page 84 on unit 6128, as amended by both the LSO adjustments and the reduction and the amendment relating to the B11. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. We're now in the Hathaway Scholarship Program, unit 6129 on page 88. Gov's Rec, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us over to the unit 6130 on page 90. College and job aptitude test. Motion is Gov's Rec. Any changes? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us over to Fusion Resources. Page 93, unit 6131, motion is Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us over to unit 6141 on page 95. Motion is Gov's Rec as adopted. As amended by LSO adjustments, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Visually Handicapped Services, Unit 6142, with the expense organization on page 99. Any motions? If not, so the motion is GovsRec as amended by any applicable LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
32.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to 61. Stop for a moment. We had Unit 6141 we voted on. Mm-hmm. Then we went to 6142, which is on in the page 99. Let's just make sure. We voted on 6141. All those in favor of GovsRec as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That takes us to 6142, page 97 through 99. Motion is GovsRec as amended with any applicable LSO changes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to Tribal Council Schools, St. Stephen's in essence, 61.
We have some, I think, some language we need to add here or corrections on this. It's that it was not the appropriate funding needed to be adjusted, and it affects the St. Stephen's School, the $160,000, which is the average of the three schools. And so tribal schools, we went to the general fund instead of to the school foundation, I think. Is there any?
Okay, what my notes are is, I mean, we could consider folks scalping this from foundation funds. We could fund it from the federal mineral royalty flow into the account and intercept it before it arrives to pick up $2.3 million if it makes a difference to you. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. It was a discussion, so.
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding that there's an existing AG's opinion which precludes the use of school foundation funds in this budget.
The federal mineral royalties are not foundation programs before they arrive in the account. So what if you did it funded that way, it would reflect as a revenue reduction to the school foundation program account paid for by the federal mineral royalties, which is the way we funded Hathaway, we funded some other things. So you're correct, Brett. Once it arrives in the account, we agree. But if what this would do is take it from the expenditure item to the revenue reduction item above and intercept it before, it lowers the revenues to the foundation program account and gets it out of the general fund. What's everybody's temperature?
Feels good.
Okay. So the motion, is there a motion on the floor to fund this through a revenue reduction of federal mineral royalties flowing into the school foundation program account? So it'll show up twofold. I assume it'll show up as other OT funds or something like one of those codes that you think is appropriate, and then it'll be profiled on the goldenrod as a revenue reduction, and we'll leave it profiled on the top part of revenues.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Yeah. Kurt.
What was that section of the Constitution you were reading the other day that we can't do anything unless we have total control of whoever gets the money, that you can't give it to associations or people we don't have total control of? I'm just wondering if that actually makes our block grant system to our schools unconstitutional.
Well,
as well as this.
Well, the schools are under our control. We delegate a bunch of that and we can change it. Now, with respect to the St. Stephen's mission, which is no longer a mission. It used to be a mission. Hold on.
Just a little of it.
Mr. Chairman, I agree this is the way to fund it, if indeed we can fund it. I know we have in the past, but I'm not so sure that what we've done in the past is, in light of that article you read the other day, whether we're, what we've done in the past is actually proper.
Mr. Chairman, when we set a pathway, we did it through statutory language, and so would we actually have to change the statute? I mean, I'm just looking at my little map of how money flows in the school foundation, and is it statutory? And that way you actually have to intercept it with the change in the statutes for a particular purpose instead of just dropping it in the budget? I don't know that. I just question. Would we have to create a statute, actually change statute to do this?
Mr. Chairman, what we've done in the past, Senator Von Fladen, is just notwithstand that distribution to SFP, okay. That statutory distribution.
I was going to ask, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe a brief response to the good senator's concerns about this specific funding. I remember a quite lengthy letter that we got associated with this request, and I mean, I remember many conditions and requirements for us to be able to appropriate that money to St. Stephen's schools. They had to. There were some hoops and hurdles, Mr. Chairman, and. I think justify that there we were requiring some things, so they were not completely without control from us as far as getting that money.
My recollection is there was a time where we had a contract between it started out with a contract between the Attorney General's office and St. Stephen's, contracting them to essentially educate students that are our responsibility. So there was a contract for services. My recollection is then that contracting process moved into the Department of Education for administration, so that to avoid the constitutional prohibition, I think, is you contract with them to provide the educational services, so then it's a payment for services, and I think that's how you get around it. My assumption is that practice is continuing.
So, Mr. Chairman, should our language say that we're using this funding mechanism to interrupt the FMR for contract for service for education?
Well, I don't think we get that detail. I mean, it's just funding, but it's up to the, I mean, to be properly structured. And what we could do is ask the agency to redevelop the standard budget request to reflect that how it works, so that we're actually reflecting that in the narrative. So the best way to do it is have the narrative change to reflect it. And I guess, Brett, would you contact the department, find out what practice they're following to address that constitutional issue, if it is fact a continues to be a contract system, then what we probably do is get the narrative changed now so it'll be correct in the future, and then when we do the round robin, we'll take care of it.
Mr. Chairman, we can certainly do that. If you would look at the narrative on page 101, there is a reference to the fact that the amount appropriated here is paid to the Joint Business Council of the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho Indian Tribes specifically.
And I think we just clarify that it's paid to them to perform the service of education. So, and then just made sure, I mean, if it's given to them as a block grant, you get a problem, you can't do that. If you give it to them as a contract and there are stipulations and requirements for the services delivered, then that's okay. So it's just, the point is we have to revisit the issue and make sure that we've got a constitutionally compliant program.
Mr. Chairman, we'll follow up with the agency and get that information back to you.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did find that letter from
Department of Education, and I'll just read this first sentence, that this funding, enlisting the statute, is provided under a professional services contract between WDE and the two tribes. So it's in, it was in this
handout. What you should do is get the narrative to reflect that. So give that, point that out to Brett now. Let's get the narratives corrected so that we not only address it in this, you got it. So that'll get the narrative correct because ultimately the narrative is what gets adopted. Correct the narrative, it'll correct it for now and for the future. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, it seems to me that I'm in favor of this funding mechanism for this school, but this is exactly the same situation that we are facing with the boys' school, the girls' school, and all the other institutions where we're actually educating children not being able to use the school foundation money to do so because of the constitutional Blaine amendments that we've already talked about. So could we not use this exact same situation to fund those schools by subverting the FMRs before they go into the school foundation program?
Yes, you could.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
The things you do have to, as we get to talking about that, is that if it's a truly educational component, and those schools have an educational component, it's one thing. But if all you're doing is moving expenses that are correctional into to sort of take them offline, that's just, yeah. So if you just have the pure educational component, but at some point you just have to, ultimately we're going to have the strain on all accounts. So this is only a temporary solution until. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, I guess that's where my question was going to go, and I don't want to influence your decision on any of this, but if we're going to affect those revenue flows, those FMR revenue flows in multiple places, it probably would be cleaner to go ahead and fund these things as general fund and then just have a Section 300 that says, look, this funding, and this funding in these amounts is, you know, diverted from that SFP FMR stream. So it would all sum up in one Section 300.
Keep track on your notes, then, of these diversion items, and then we'll revisit them during the round robin. And, you know, folks, one of the things you have to think about, and that is, if all you're doing is sending more general fund money out to be essentially creating more money to spend, and you're moving this into the foundation program account, and you're inviting people to spend the money, you just increased your budget by a couple $1 million, because if what you're doing is, like I say, if you're trying to create room for spending, the spending will take place. So we have to, at the end of the day, see where we're at, see what we do with that money, and what our purpose is. So it's just something to be revisited. Let's keep track of those, Bill, and at the end of the day, we'll revisit them.
Okay, so, Mr. Chairman,
the only time that we've done that. So
I guess
far.
I'm not clear on the motion at this point. Is this amount on 103 going to be funded out of general fund as requested, and then we'll deal with the SFP interception issue separately?
Well, I think what you're saying is it'd be easier to leave it as general fund for now, and then come back and address it as a Section 300 later. Okay. All right. So is everybody okay with that? In that case, did we call for a vote on the fund switch, or did I stop it? Okay. So we have a motion to do GovsRex straight up. Okay. And so the motion is GovsRex. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Okay, that's been adopted. And then in the note of things to do, we've got Section 300, page 103, St. Stephen's. All right. That takes us to the 6160 unit accountability system district, page 105. Are there any changes, any motions?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I'm just, this is more of this, I think, the sports body evidence system, and I think in the current movement, we aren't there yet, but we're, you know, the accountability bill is mandated to kind of move away from body evidence. And so I think it's pretty well established, and I'm not sure exactly what this, I mean, all the districts are on board on that. So this whole, this 900 series piece, which is 406920, I'd make a motion on the 5% on that.
The motion is to reduce the 900 series by 5%. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to charter and private schools, beginning with the unit 6165 on page 107. GovsRec, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Okay, we're into Unit 6307 at page 112, English language acquisition. Federal funds. GovsRec, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Page 115. With the expense org at 116, effective teachers and leaders. GovsRec as amended. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Page 120, Unit 6130, homeless education. GovsRec as amended. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Page 1, let's see, that's the Robert Byrd is on page 122, Unit 61 or 6312. GovsRec is amended. All those in favor say aye. I said as amended, I meant by it's really the LSO adjustments, if any. That takes us to career, federal career technical education. Page 125, Unit 6313. GovsRec, as amended by LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Takes us to Title I funding. The spreadsheet's on page 131, Unit 6315. GovsRec as amended by LSO adjustments.
Is that the 611 reduction, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman, the number that I have is 20,189. What are you? Are we talking about the same thing, Senator?
Madam Chairman, on 130, I had a, Mr. Chairman, I had a had that 3,048,352 overstated, and I had it at 305,000 a year or 611,376.
Is that though picked up in the governor's rec on page 130?
Yeah, but the governor's recommendation of the 3,048, I have that as being overstated, and that the correct amount is 611,000 less.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, this is a reference to the elimination of funding for the Even Start Family Literacy Program. You may recall that in our research, there was a little over $3 million in budgeted revenue authority associated with that federal funding. We did follow up and provide you a summary of the extent to which we had received that revenue historically. The $611,376 represents the amount of funding that was received at the time that that project or that grant program terminated. And so that's why you see that reference there specifically. If you look at the information on page 131, you will see the overall $3 million reduction with respect to the federal grant, the elimination of that federal grant.
That was consistent with your notes.
Which page is that, Brent?
131. So he's just pointing out this amount, Kurt, right here.
Object code 604, 0604.
While you're sorting that out, I'm going to turn it over to Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a proposed amendment, but we also dealt with Even Start in the community college budgets. So which budget is the one where we would deal with Even Start?
Let us know what your concept is, and we'll sort it out.
Well, based on the success of the Even Start program and its ability to really, you know, 94% dropout reduction, kids doing absolutely fabulous in schools, and because of the federal funds going away, in the governor's discussion in that budget, he talks about Head Start and GED doing the same things, and they really don't. So my budget amendment would be to restore the $1.796 million, but I have it as going into the community college budget.
If that's the case, you would address it in community college. Brett, you had a comment before.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just a clarification. This money historically has been passed through money to the community colleges. So there is an exception request specifically in Agency 57 Community Colleges related to replacement of lost federal funding as well as expansion of that program.
Okay, so we'll hit that. That satisfy you. Back, Kurt, did you get your numbers worked out?
I think we're on the same page.
All right, so the motion on the floor is GovsRec as amended by LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the Federal Special Education Unit, 6320, page 135. GovsRec as amended by LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to Unit 6321, GovsRec. As amended by LSO adjustments, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Comprehensive School Health, Unit 6323 at page 142. GovsRec as amended by any LSO adjustments, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to USDA Nutrition Programs. We're at page 146. Unit 6324. GovsRec as amended by LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to Unit 6235, page 150. The motion is GovsRec as amended by LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us over to page 152 with the Unit 6336. GovsRec as amended by LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us over to No Child Left Behind, Title 2D, zeroed out. GovsRec as amended. Actually, there is no amendment. Just GovsRec. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Been adopted. Takes us over to Title 2, Part B, Math and Science, Unit 6338. Gov's rec as amended by any LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's been adopted. Go over to Unit 6342 at page 162. Gov's rec as amended by LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. We go to Unit 6343 at page 165. Gov's rec as amended by any LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the Unit 6345. Did I do 43? Let's Unit 6443 on, excuse me, 6343 on 165, Gov's rec as adopted, as amended by LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's adopted. Now we're over on page 166, 167, excuse me, Unit 6345, Gov's rec as amended by any LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Over on page 169, Gov's rec, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. That takes us to the Unit 1 or 6372 at page 173. There are some adjustments, so it would be Gov's rec as adjusted by LSO. Any other changes? If not, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. That's been adopted. And then we're over at Units 6373, page 176. We have a new sheet, I think, on this one, but ultimately we got a bunch of adjustments, as I recall. Is that right? No, maybe. All right. Motion is Gov's rec as amended by any LSO adjustments. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Any other motions? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we keep our foot on the gas here, and we'll be seeing more 5% reductions in the 900 series, I had a thought that perhaps I could amend some of those past amendments to insert some language that will require these reductions to be for out-of-state contractors first. And I know that's pretty rough language, but, Mr. Chairman, what I'm trying to do is incentivize these 900 series to be spent in-state.
This then, since that's sort of an afterthought, thinking about it, would you, Brent, would you, and with your counsel of Chris, give some thought to that and let us know what we can do that on the round robins. Write your note, Jeb, to reconsider that, but let's actually talk to A&I and have them talk with the agencies to see what impact that would have. Would that be okay? And then we'll revisit that on the round robin. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, and I didn't know if we needed to bring this up during CAPCON or now, just as we look at other institutions and buildings, if we make certain about that any changes to lease space or office space needs to be run through the SBC.
Is that a motion?
That would be a motion.
Is there a second? Okay, so the notion is that any changes or modifications to lease space be approved in advance by the State Building Commission. Second? Any discussion? All those, go ahead.
Just a quick question. What is the normal process? I mean, what are we, is this a statutory process, or how does it work, and are we amending it?
Well, we're clarifying. I think we've always thought the process is you go to the State Building Commission, you get your approval, and you go out. There's been some issues. We're just clarifying it for A&I. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. Let me ask you, Bill, with respect to this movement around from program to program on the flex authority, does the flex authority require B11, or does an agency have flex without using B11?
Mr. Chairman, from program to program, now we're talking division to division. Yeah, you got to have a, you know, that you have within agency flex and then you have between agency flex. And so between divisions, that's a flex B11. But between units within a division, that doesn't require a B11.
Well, I guess then in order to keep this keep track of this, perhaps we should do a motion that accepts this agency from the between flex so that all changes have to go through the B11 process so we can just keep track of it, see what's going on. That's a motion. A second. Any discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
That's been adopted. Anything else on the agency? If not, the motion is to close agency 005. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's been adopted. The agency is closed. Let's take a lunch break. I think Senator Hastert needs a little more time, so we'll come back at 1:30. Bill.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to take up the agency 205 budget when you come back to close out that piece of education, and then we take up 027 SFC tomorrow?
Okay, we'll come back. We'll do 205 when we come back at 1:30. Thank you.